Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 455. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Hi.
G'day to you.
Hi.
Oh, I just ate lunch a bit fast. Now I feel really full.
Oh, no.
I know. What am I going to do?
Let it digest.
Put up with it. Okay, yeah. I get you. I have watched two things about the same character.
Stop it. That's interesting.
Thought it'd be fun. So not a real person, a character.
Okay. Spider-Man.
No.
Barbie.
No. Barbie. What would you watch? You would watch Barbie the movie.
And then like there's a billion
kid
Barbie
shows.
Cartoons.
Okay. I don't think I would actively do that for myself.
Well,
okay,
each to their own.
Fair enough.
I have watched two very different things. Very different.
Oh, okay.
Both TV shows, and that's about where the similarities end.
End. Okay. I was wondering when that sentence was going to
end.
And I'm not sure
now?
If it did.
Still.
Going?
Going?
Commas?
Going.
Commas.
Mm. Okay. Ellipsis.
Nah. All right. It's time now for the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
That's my favourite one so far, and I was loving it before I even spoke.
Pretty fun. It was fun. Do you know Andy Lee, as in Hamish and Andy?
Yeah, I do.
You know how he writes those books?
He absolutely does. The Do Not Open These Books.
And then Do Not Watch This Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched it. I broke the rules.
Oh, no. And now you've admitted it.
Yeah.
Well, he's done quite well with it. Mm-hmm. It's been popular here, obviously.
Yep.
Over in Canada and the US, they're now getting their debut on Amazon Kids Plus.
Cool.
It's been to the UK and other places like that. I reckon TV kids shows often do better than other shows.
Yeah.
And people just don't talk about it because they're kids shows.
Yeah.
You think about that, like Around the Twist and that show where they were like, there was a dolphin and from the 90s. You remember? They were like underwater or something.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and then the pony show, the Saddle Club. They were, Degrassi.
I know.
They just go everywhere.
Okay, here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to look at movies, TV shows on streaming services and see how many times an individual movie or a TV show has been viewed, streamed, I reckon kids' movies would be topping it.
Oh, for
because
sure.
Because if I think in my house, I mean, not anymore, but years ago, how many times Frozen,
yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
And now Cars.
Yes.
Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
How many times it has literally been played, played from beginning to end, over and over and over and over again. That is more than they would get at the box office.
Oh.
Just from my house.
Just from your house. Think of the millions that they
But imagine that. I'd really love to know how many times has Frozen been viewed.
So after premiering on the ABC, Do Not Watch This Show got an average audience of 1 million viewers across ABC Family and ABC iView during the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The first season, 115 million minutes viewed during its opening 3 months. This is in Australia.
Love that.
This is just Australia. So you can imagine what it's going to be like once it gets up to North America.
We definitely contribute to that because
they like that, don't they?
Yeah, we like it.
Okay. Good for him, I suspect.
Yeah, well done. And he does the voices in the show.
It's fun.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he does the illustrations.
Okay. I don't know. I don't really know.
I'm picturing the books and I just can't picture.
Picture the picture?
Picture the picture, the name on the picture.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Look, I don't really want to read any more than this because it's just a bit of casting news. So I'm just going to read the headline.
Yeah.
I got really emotional about it. Hulu's Prison Break adds a couple of actors that I don't know to Prison Break. It's back. It's having a reboot. I feel like that wasn't that long ago, but maybe it was. Maybe we're talking 15, 20 years ago. The Prison Break was a thing.
The original Prison Break.
Yeah.
It was ages ago.
20 years?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Okay.
Props. Maybe. We don't know. Yeah, you're probably right.
It was. Is it the same actors?
It doesn't look like it's the same actors. Oh. Like, I'm looking at a photograph, like photos of the cast. There's nobody there that I'm sure none. Well, I mean, some of them are very young.
He's got no surface area skin put a new map on himself.
He's done. So what old is new and new is old again? I think that's what we're taking from that.
It's just a carousel. Life and viewing is a carousel. We just go round and round and round.
I must say I was pretty unimpressed this week about some of the news stories floating around, just like they were boring.
Come on, people.
And I noticed it's all like that canned stuff. Like, Robert Pattinson's movie, Primetime, had a standing ovation for 8 minutes. And then they were talking about
the Cannes Film Festival. Yeah. Sorry.
And then they were talking about, I can't remember the name of it, but that Noel and Liam Gallagher doco that actually sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I want to see that.
8 minutes standing ovation. I'm like, hang on a second. Is this a prerequisite? Like, we're not allowed to have anything under 8 minutes standing ovation.
8 minutes is a very long time. I want to know.
Stand.
Like, okay, clearly in that 8 minutes, this is what I'm assuming, that some of the cast and maybe the director come out on stage and stand there.
To make something interesting.
So you're clapping.
Warrant that.
A person, whereas if you think you screen a movie and you stand up in Hoyts and you stand there clapping for 8 minutes.
I'm leaving.
It's a very long time.
Can I ask you a very incredibly serious question? So serious.
Yeah.
What would you rather?
I love these.
Would you rather be the person that has to clap for 8 minutes or be the person that's getting clapped at for 8 minutes?
Okay. Yeah, I've got it. I'll tell you my reasons. I think
they're the same, but yes.
Okay. I want to be the clapper.
Yes, same.
One. There's a couple of reasons. One. You're in a crowd, so if your hands get tired, you can stop for a minute and do a nod. Mm. Like, I'm really enjoying this. And then when you get the feeling back in your palms, you can continue again, right?
So good.
My second reason would be I don't like having happy birthday sung to me. I find that incredibly awkward. I would rather join in and just be part of it than to stand there for – what is 25 seconds of singing? Could you imagine 8 minutes standing there? What do you do?
It's the same thing, right? These people are used to having people look at them and be like in awe, but it's because they're doing something, like they're acting. Maybe they're up on stage and they've just done something and people are like clapping, saying that was good, and they're bowing, right?
Yeah.
But if you're bowing for 8 minutes.
I know. It's like being a dancer or an actor on stage.
It's too much.
I'm saying thank you for watching and appreciating.
And they're saying thank you. And also, we have to like be in awe of you for a bit, make you feel
just
good.
Just for a little bit. I really appreciate what you did. But 8 minutes is like, how many times can you smile and nod at them? Be like,
and then be like, oh, me.
And you can't say, no, stop.
Stop it now.
Because this is how we rate popularity at the Cannes.
Yes.
So keep it going.
Can we count it? We've got our timers on. And go.
Start.
Oh, it's just really weird. And the stories are just every year they go, and this one got 6 minutes. You're like, oh, it mustn't be a very good movie.
Mustn't be very good.
It's absolutely shit movie.
Also, some of them are shit.
Yeah.
Imagine if you didn't like it, but you're in the crowd going, now, I'm going to stand here. I just can't get out because everybody stood up.
That's right. I can't get out. I'd have to stand on the chairs, but the chairs are flipped back.
So I'm going to have to flick them.
Oh, okay. Do you want to know some of the movies that are coming to streaming in September?
Yeah, I do.
Toy Story 5, if you missed it, or you want to watch it again after you've seen it. 23rd of September.
That's to rent or to buy, isn't it?
Just Disney Plus.
Oh, okay.
So you should be able to just watch it as much as you like.
I'm putting Disney up there. I'm one of the top streaming services. You know why?
No ads.
I'm already paying for you.
Do you know what I was doing today? I was getting ready and I thought, I'll put Twitch on for a little bit. I'll just watch someone play a video game, like just something in the background. Yeah. It wanted me to watch 2 minutes and 45 seconds of ads first, no end. I'm not doing it. That 3 minutes before you can watch anything.
I turn away from Prime a lot because I'm like, ugh, I don't want to.
HBO has a few ads. They've got ads. It's a bit naughty. Yep. Stan doesn't.
If it's a free service.
Yeah.
I'll
no problem. I understand. I'll suck it up. This is what it is, but I'm paying. But
if I'm already paying for the streaming service, I do not want to pay. Happy. Do you know what? I don't even like the ones that make you watch an ad for their own shows on their streaming service before you can start your show. Like, if I wanted to be advertised, I'd go through the menu.
Well, that's the thing, service. Right? The menu is the ads for the other stuff. Yeah, I think they're doing it wrong. They haven't thought that through. There should be ads in the thumbnails, which is incredibly annoying, but that's where they should be because that's where people will look.
Mm.
Backrooms is going to be on HBO Max on the 25th of September. That made, funnily enough, almost $400 million worldwide.
Mm.
Do you want me to tell you what it's a little bit about?
Yeah.
According to Variety, an atmospheric freakout, Backrooms is an extraordinary is extraordinarily effective at being an atmospheric freakout movie. Leah, it's from A24, so you're going to be scared. You don't want to watch it. Don't watch it. It's a scary one.
Okay.
I will actually probably check out Mandalorian and Grogu on Disney Plus. I know that I don't think it did as well as I thought. But I will watch it. We didn't go to the movies to see that.
But that doesn't mean you won't enjoy it.
What about Scary Movie 6? I was going to say 5 and I was like, no, 5 was years ago.
Look, I might. Maybe I might watch that.
That'd be a
bit of fun.
That'd be a giggle fest. Paramount Plus is where you'll be finding that one. Supergirl will be on HBO Max on the 10th. That's got Millie Alcock in it, of course, the Aussie actress. I know some people said it wasn't great, but maybe they were just jealous that there was a girl who can fly.
Yeah, wearing a cool costume.
Yeah, in your face, you blokes. Here's one, I don't know, it might be a bit of fun. It's on Netflix on the 9th of September, which is, would have already happened by the time this came out. Why Did I Get Married Again?
Oh.
It looks like a bit of a rom-com, but like those strong, independent woman comedies.
Okay.
Group of girls.
Yeah, I watch that.
Group of girlfriends.
Give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. Okay, Call My Agent the movie. That sounds good. Yeah. That's on Netflix on the 10th. I will watch that one. There was one more I wanted to – where is it? The Runner. That sounded interesting. That's already out on Prime Video. That's got Gal Gadot in it. And I guess if you're looking for a documentary, like a film documentary, The Widower, Till Death Do Us Part comes on the last day of September on Netflix. A true crime doc. A journalist and detective undercover the truth about a killer whose charm mastered trial of failed marriages and suspicious deaths. People are going to love themselves sick and definitely watch that one.
Mm.
Right. Speaking of watching things, we've got to get into our
watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I was actually testing you to see whether you're going to say the news again.
Oh, yeah, I often do.
You're being really funny.
Or I say watching suggestions for the news.
Yeah, that's usually what you do. Okay, you watch two really different things. So really, I reckon you talk about one, I'll then talk about my two because they're connected, and then you talk about your last one.
Okay, would you like highbrow or lowbrow to start?
Highbrow.
Okay, all right, fine.
Because I want to finish on a lowbrow.
Okay, easy. I watched the new Australian drama on SBS and available on SBS On Demand called The Airport Chaplain.
Oh, this has got Hugo.
It does have Hugo Weaving in it. It also has Shabana Aziz, who we know from
The Pit.
The Pit.
Yep.
And Claudia Carvin is also in it. I love Claudia Carvin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've met one and a half of those three people. Okay, I've seen them all in real life. I've seen Hugo Weaving in some play. I can't remember what it was. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm looking at Hugo Weaving.
That's amazing. I can beat you on that one. I sat behind Hugo Weaving at the football once. Okay,
that is really good.
Yeah, like I could have touched him.
And Shabana, I saw her at work and she was like staring at me, but I think she was staring at me because I was staring at her because I was like, I know you. Did you used to work here?
Did we go to school together?
Do I work with you?
A Hollywood actress.
Sorry about that. And then Claudia Carvin.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to interview her once. She was so nice. nice.
Yeah, I bet you.
I didn't even have any questions ready.
You just sat there and
yeah,
said,
I interviewed her on my phone.
I love you so much.
She was like, I know you do.
I know. Do you want to share a Kit Kat? And you're like, mm-hmm.
You can have three pieces. I'll just have one because that's how special you are.
No, we share.
And that's how nice she is, guys.
And that is not made up at all, that story.
Okay, so you saw her in the show.
Airport chaplain. Yep. So it is Hugo Weaving is the airport chaplain at Victorian fictitious airport.
Yes, okay.
Victoria Airport. His phone never stops ringing. He's a very in-demand man at Victoria Airport.
He's got a lot of stuff to deal with.
A lot of people he has to deal with.
He do a lot of walking around as well because airports are quite like walky.
He does a lot of running.
Oh, he runs. Okay.
He runs a lot. Now, when I say he's the chaplain, there is a prayer room. He doesn't do too much in there because he's solving a lot of problems. It seems like he is Victorian Airport's go-to man. He will solve things. He gives people the benefit of the doubt. He's with the security. So he's often running in and being like, can you just grab, look at camera 20 and see who.
Can I have a look at camera 20?
Up here. And they're like, I've got a job to do. And he's like, but I'm the airport chaplain.
And they go, sorry about that.
Sorry. Of course we will do that.
Let me drop everything.
I'm making it sound very silly, but it is a very good show.
It's really good.
Shabana Aziz is the new terminal manager or airport manager.
Is there a bit of friction between her and him?
Yes, without being rude. Okay, they're not fighting, but they are such juxtaposed in that he is, for want of a better word, aging, you know, of an age that could head towards retirement. She looks incredibly young, successful, has obviously interviewed for this high-pressured job. She has moved herself and her daughter out from Hong Kong back to Australia.
She's a single mum with a daughter.
There's stuff happening in the background of her life that you're kind of like,
Who's Claudia?
Claudia works for Austra Air and she.
Is that a made up thing?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Think of it as Qantas.
Sure.
She works for Qantas.
That's nice. That's good.
She checks people in.
Yeah, fair enough.
She stands at the door, gets their boarding passes, and then she's just all over the passengers.
She's doing the actual work, guys. She's actually getting the work done.
Yeah.
So really good?
It's really good. It has obviously those main characters where the storyline is trudging its way through, but they'll look at some of, you know, side characters and passengers flying out and how this chaplain goes about his world. He's got a past that we're starting to sort of see and realize maybe that's why he acts in the way that he acts.
Okay.
The airport manager coming in as a young person in power, trying to sort of rein him in because she's like, there's procedures and policies, but you kind of do whatever you want.
You do too much.
And you are crossing the line a lot. It went in a direction that I didn't expect and I really enjoyed it.
Okay,
really enjoyed it. Okay. I thought they would sort of lead towards him being pushed out and
that's kind of what I was thinking.
It feels like that, but it doesn't go that way. And I was really impressed to see that it didn't. And it took some curves that I wasn't expecting, but they breadcrumbed through the first few episodes. Clever in that respect.
That's good. So you're kind of like, I should have seen that.
The episodes are about 25 minutes long.
Is that all? So I thought they were going to be hour long.
Fly through it. So before you know it, you're at episode 6 and you go, I'm loving this and not stopping.
Okay.
So it's a definite, you could do a weekend binge.
Okay. Speaking of weekend binges, that's not what I did. Watching Robin Hood movies. I went back in time to 1991. I went to the movies to see Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman, Alan Rickman, and they were all there for what I vaguely remembered was a really long movie. And it was quite long, except when you look at some of the movies now, it's not that short. It's like 2.5 hours sort of thing.
Yeah, it's still getting
up there, isn't it? Doesn't need to be that long. And you would think Kevin Costner was behind this, right? He was the guy. He'd had his running around dancing with wolves.
Mm.
He was going to do the Field of Dreams thing. That was good.
And that was long as well, wasn't it?
They were all long. And then he was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be Robin Hood.
Of course you are.
Robin of Locksley, but I'm not going to try to do the accent. I'm just going to let that happen.
I'm just going to be myself because I am.
I'm a big enough star, and it's 1991 and nobody from America feels they have to do an accent. I feel maybe at that time.
No, there's no authenticity.
I need it. Morgan Freeman is playing a North African man and he's like, oh, I'm going to try and do an accent maybe every third or fourth sentence but only on half a word.
Mm.
Then you've got Christian Slater and he's like, I'm trying a little bit but not that much really, yeah.
I had no coaching. I'm making this up as I go along.
Right. It's just great. Really funny.
I love going back in time.
Oh, God, it was so funny because I remember that movie being epic.
Huge.
Like it was an epic huge movie. But the filming feels
amateur.
Yeah, like oh. I'm kind of picturing it against like Game of Thrones kind of stuff.
So is it amateur because it is amateur or because
I think the times have changed.
Have gone yeah. So
yeah.
Well.
You think you watch any episode of Game of Thrones and then you put Robin Hood against it and you're like, "Oh, why'd they do
ah."
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, so I watched that.
I think they were too big for their boots in the 90s.
Yeah.
They didn't try.
They just did it themselves. Okay. Then I was deciding.
Okay, yeah, go on.
And it took me 0.03 of a second to go Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Absolutely. Why would you go anywhere else?
I have to. Carrie Elves.
Yeah.
Actually English.
I love him.
Doing
I mean,
his
who
own
doesn't?
Accent.
After Princess Bride, everybody just like.
I know, exactly.
Do whatever you want.
Just do whatever you want.
Not Kevin's way.
Don't do Kevin's way. Do your way, yeah. Which is like.
Good.
The Princess Bride, Mel Brooks behind this. Very much a Mel Brooks. You're thinking like Blazing Saddles, obviously Spaceballs. And I was trying to think, okay, which one stands the test of time? Clear as day, it was the comedy.
Yeah.
And it is 100% parodying the Kevin Costner one. But it still stands up better today, even though it's literally like taking the piss out of this other one. Everybody in that movie, except for one guy, I don't want to say who it is because it's a really, really young version of this person, Dave Chappelle. I'll just say it, Dave Chappelle. Everybody's doing the English accent, even though you can tell most of them are not English or American, but they're trying.
Are they doing it well or they're making fun of them not?
No, they're actually better.
Yeah, okay.
Actually better. And the funny thing is there's this one guy in it and I was like, because we've seen it before and I'm like, yeah I remember him. And
God, I haven't seen it in so long though.
I remember him more though. Mm. He was from something else around that time. And then I looked back and he was, I think, Beverly Hills 90210, the college years. I think he was Andrea Zuckerman's teacher before she ended up with that Jesse guy.
Yeah.
Before I think her baby.
Okay.
He had like that floppy 1993 hairdo.
Mm.
Like Jonathan. Anyway, it was really funny. It was really funny. There are some lines in there you're like, I'm sure that was a joke in 1993. I don't get the reference. I don't know what it is about now.
Might not have gotten it back in 93. Might have gone over my head.
Exactly. So funny. Okay. Lowbrow. Go lowbrow.
It's 20 years.
Yep.
Since The Real Housewives started.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. As in Orange County.
Are you watching What's Her Face again? What's her name?
I don't know.
The lady from the first Orange County.
Vicky Gumbelson.
Yeah, is she back?
She's back. Okay, so there are two streams. So you can go back into The Real Housewives of Orange County and they've got Vicky back for this year.
Uh-huh.
She was fired quite a number of seasons ago. And she now pretends she doesn't know why. She doesn't know why Bravo fired her.
That's so weird.
Because she took Bravo, she tried to sue them.
Or something. That's right.
Under an alias.
Oh my God. But in court, everybody.
Exactly.
Okay, just checking.
So anyway, she got fired. I still don't know why. Was brought back as a friend a few times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's brought back for the 20th year.
Okay.
But that's not what I'm going to be talking about.
Okay.
to celebrate 20 years of the Housewives franchise, they are doing the Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Roaring 20s, which, so the Housewives traditionally, as part of their season, they always go on a trip.
Lots of alcohol.
Lots of alcohol, and they fight. That's all they do. And then they come home and they fight about what they fought about on their trip. Like, it's delicious. It's fabulous.
Is Luann there?
Luann's there. The Ultimate Girls Trip has something that started a few years ago, and they'd bring, you know, favorites from all of the franchises and they take them somewhere. This time, the Roaring 20s, they have, I guess, what they would consider the housewife from each franchise. They've brought them together and they're going to each of their cities as the trip.
Oh, that's the trip.
So they start in Orange County.
So they'll have a fight in Orange County, end up in New York, have another fight, go to Salt Lake City, have a fight there.
Yep. So it started in Orange County, and when they're in that city, a lot of the other housewives will come for a dinner or something.
Yep.
What was quite hilarious in episode one in Orange County was the other Orange County housewives were there, like Shannon, like Tamra, all of that. They started a fight that's been carrying on for many, many years, and it's boring as anything, but they keep it going.
That's nice.
They were screaming at each other so much that housewives from other franchises were blocking their ears going, oh, my God, they're so loud. I've got a headache.
Wow.
So funny. Anyway, some of the housewives, well, I should say the core group that you will see on here is obviously Vicky Gumbelson, Luann, Countess Luann, Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, Portia Williams from Atlanta, Teresa Giudice from New Jersey, Giselle Bryant from Potomac, and Lisa Barlow from Salt Lake City.
They're big hitters.
They are big, big hitters. You'll see all your other favorites as the episodes go on.
Okay.
You have to have watched.
It's pretty funny.
Housewives to truly, get the magic of it. I wouldn't be jumping into Housewives with this one.
Oh, you wouldn't start. Okay.
Because you'd be like, what is going
on? What's happening?
There's too many references.
I'm glad we went high and then low. We went high and low. That finished quite nicely.
It was lovely.
This time we'll be jumping into a quiz. And by quiz, I mean a whole heap of them. I'm going to give you a question from six different quizzes that you have done before.
Okay, so no theme apart from we've been here, done that.
You nervous?
No.
Okay. Who was the main star of Sense and Sensibility? This is a Jane Austen quiz.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Kate Winslet. No, I'm getting there. This is my brain working out loud. Sense and Sensibility. Emma Thompson.
Yes, good job.
Thank you.
This is a Steve Martin quiz.
Steve. Martin, Goldie Hawn.
You need to tell me. Oh, is this a synopsis?
Don't give me who the quiz is about. Okay, give me the random questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four Buckman siblings attempt to raise
Parenthood.
Good. I have another scroll. Okay.
I'm so excited.
1998, Saving Private Ryan.
Matt Damon.
Is it Ed Burns or Luke Wilson?
Ed Burns.
Yes. Okay. Another
what
one.
What was he? What did he do?
No, no. It's just which one? You can get them confused. They all look the same. All of them, both of them. okay. What year did Face Off come out?
2001? 90s? Is the
90s? Yeah, like
okay,
90s.
No.
Okay.
98.
Oh, seven.
I was going to, did you hear me?
Yes.
I was saying so, yeah.
That quiz was called What Year Did These John Travolta Movies Come Out? Okay. What's this? Is this a quiz? Okay.
That's a good question.
Oh, I just don't know. Okay. I think you're just supposed to say what the movie is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm reading the synopsis. Okay. The aliens are coming and their goal is to invade and destroy Earth. Fighting superior technology, mankind's best weapon is the will to survive.
Alien?
No.
The aliens are coming. Is that what she said?
Aliens are coming. They come down to Earth.
They come down to Earth. Golly, it could be a lot of things.
Do you want me to give you a clue?
Yeah.
Andrew Keegan.
Oh, Independence Day.
What year did it come out?
1994.
Nice. Oh, six, sorry.
Six. Do you know what?
Oh, I've already scrolled. I won't know
I reckon
now.
I said that last time, 4-6.
Probably. At least you didn't say.
At least you didn't say five because that would be so embarrassing.
So, oh, my God. Can you believe it? Okay, this one was recent.
Doesn't mean I'll get it right.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Was the character's name Rita or Donna?
Donna.
Yes. And the person we're talking about is?
Meryl?
Yes.
Okay.
Well done. Absolutely well done.
Thanks.
It's time for us to go and
go
go
go watch something.
Yeah, all right. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.